Are human beings a finished product? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Scott Solomon, professor of biosciences at Rice University, delves into gene flow and how globalization and mixed-race children could hold a key to our future.
Like all species, Homo sapiens is a work in progress. We first came into existence some 150 to 200,000 years ago, but our evolution did not stop there. As our species spread around the globe, populations became adapted to local conditions. Inhabitants of high-altitude regions evolved to be able to tolerate low-oxygen conditions. People living in areas with deadly infectious diseases like malaria evolved defenses against them. Dietary changes brought about by the development of agriculture allowed people in some populations to digest milk as adults or to process higher amounts of starch. Today, our environments are changing faster than ever before. We construct artificial living spaces, consume new types of foods, and bombard our bodies with chemicals and drugs. Even the natural world around us is changing as a consequence of our actions. Our ability to continue to adapt to these changes depends on how much genetic variation is present in a gene pool. The birth of each new baby brings some new variation in the form of mutations, but so too does the movement of people and their genes between populations. This process, called gene flow, increases the genetic diversity in populations receiving a net influx of individuals and allows beneficial genes to spread from one population to another. Globalization, including rising rates of both immigration and the birth of mixed-race children, is contributing to higher rates of gene flow today than at any point in our species' past. When viewed through the lens of evolution, these trends offer hope for our long-term survival. After all, the history of life on Earth suggests that species that do not adapt become extinct. If humanity wishes to avoid the same fate, we should embrace the mixing of human populations as an important part of our ongoing evolution.
That was Scott Solomon of Rice University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.